studying hunger. I had to stop. I had to stop and begin again slowly. A buzz, a confluence of noise around, all correcting and weaving, weaving to call my name, Bernadette. I stopped. Papers and books smoldering, black edges of them too close to the flame, flame easing itself out the cracks in the stove, the one in our loft, mine and Ed's. Ed is a man like electric light, a human nature. Suffer the flames, the fire came from its source, a simple block of wood in the broiler, the source of the flame. The block of wood, black at the edges, source of fire, black, and its rectangular shape interfered with, cut off at an edge on one side where it had burned. A burning wedge, an edge burned off, a slice disappeared, it burned, a slice, maybe in the shape of a triangle, that slice, that edge off the block of wood, the wood about 2x4, the block of wood that was the origin of the flame, the fire in the stove that was threatening everyone, jeopardizing their lives. Something was wrong, the fire started, I was used to it, I am the leopard, I am the bear. We found the source of the flame and took it out of the oven. It was a man, laid out, a dead man. It was an image of my father, and his father, and wood. Gradually then I began again. It was time for my peace, in an auditorium full of friends. No more paper and no flame. I would execute this difficult dance, and the secret, the resume, the explication, would remain hidden until the end. I had rehearsed. I had driven myself from one moving bar or pole attached to the wall, hinged there at one end, so that they could swing open and closed like a door. I had driven myself through rehearsals over these posts, outposts, these locations of the histories of individual ghosts. Ghosts that were not only haunting me but had ceased to be real. They had come alive but were dead. These points of focus were like swinging doors. Only the most acrobatic feats could control their random motion. Only a master of equilibrium could navigate the surface of one, much less all at once. I had rehearsed, I had worked. Still unsure of myself, I set my performance off to the side, like a sideshow, like a simple element in a complex pattern, a homage to its variety and all living things. The performance was extremely difficult. Difficult, she wore black. She had no contact with the ground. She rose and descended, executing the relationships between the horizontal posts which were secured at many levels. To get from one to the next, and its chronology was clear, to get from one to the next, she would make use of a turn in air, an impossibility. Her arms must have had the strength, an impossible strength. Her feet could never touch the ground. A short performance in tight black clothes. She must make use of every muscle. Every muscle is tense. Every second has been dreamed of many times before. The performance is over. She is on the ground. And now its crux, its central point, its purpose, her declaration. And she had kept this secret. It was not a real performance, not a process, not a show. The feet, the feats of movement, this exhibition of strength, of study and agility, all this was a lead-in so that I could speak, so that I could say, and I say, listen, now that I have done that, now that I have done it, I will never have to do it again.